each tells a piece of a larger campaign or battle. The unedited accounts, interwoven with minimal narrative, tell complete battle stories from the ground up. Overall strategy, hindsight analysis, and background detail were purposely kept in the background so the men's voices could be heard. In retrospect, it is surprising to me that so many veterans were forthcoming. Perhaps they talked out of a sense of duty to their friends who did not return. It was often difficult for them. A common sentiment was best stated this way: "I've never really talked about this to anyone. The only reason that I am now is, if someone doesn't relate it the way it actually was instead of the Hollywood version, it's going to be lost." One veteran remembered walking through an airport during the Gulf War and seeing about a dozen people huddled around a television watching CNN as an American cruise missile slammed into an Iraqi bunker. To his dismay, everybody started cheering and clapping. Later, he shook his head and said, "Don't people realize that there are human beings in there? That's why I'm telling you my story." I focused on the elite infantry of the war originally out of a personal interest and the fact that some of my relatives fought in these units. I did not have a particular goal in mind at the start. I just gathered their stories. In 1995, I created www.thedropzone.org, the first online oral history project, which greatly facilitated the gathering of what are now known as e-histories. Volunteers maintain the project. Funding was not accepted for these efforts. In 1998, several veterans asked me to record their experiences in a book. I originally planned to include the campaigns in both Europe and the Pacific, but quickly found that was not possible. Europe and the Pacific were two entirely different wars within World War II and have to be treated separately. Beyond Valor, the first book that resulted, is a history of combat in Europe. The war in the Pacific does not parallel the war in Europe or even the Russo-German War on the Eastern Front. Many factors contributed to making it perhaps the most savage and brutal theater in World War II. Terrain, climate, and disease pushed both sides to the limits of their endurance. Casualties were horrendous. But it was the intensity with which both sides prosecuted the war that made it unique. No quarter was given on either side. As one author put it, the Pacific was a war without mercy.